Exam practice extended. 8. Exercise 1. Page 152. Recording 1.
My next guest is a successful film director who has decided to swap the glamour of Hollywood for London's East End. Simon Hewson, I'm sure a lot of viewers at home are wondering why you have decided to direct your first play.
Well, like many people in the film industry, the first time I got involved in acting was in a school drama production. I still remember how exciting it was to be up on stage. In fact, that experience inspired me to study stage drama at college. So theatre has always had a special place in my heart.
But why do you want to return to theatre now?
Well, in the last 10 years, I made 7 feature films. At first, I was happy to dedicate all my time to my films, but things have changed now. I have twin girls, so basically I want to spend more time at home. And that's what working in theatre will allow me to do. Not because it's less challenging, it just means far less travelling to go to production meetings. That takes up a lot of time.
And tell us a little about the play.
Well, it's a comedy called Flying Chaucer. Our first performance will be in the New Inn Theatre in June. But we plan on touring the entire country later in the year. So please visit my website for more information.
Simon, thanks for coming in. We'll be back after this break with a review of the latest films on DVD. Don't go anywhere.
Recording 2.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the last item we will be looking at today is a very unusual sculpture. It's a half-size statue of the composer George Friedrich Handel, that was completed in 1783. At the time, almost all statues depicted kings or queens, so it was very unusual to honour someone from the world of the arts in this way. You'll also notice how informal the figure looks compared to royal statues. Here, Handel is sitting down with a violin on his left knee and scribbled sheet music on his right. The sculptor was Louis Roubilliac, who was a Frenchman who lived in London. He was asked to sculpt the statue for a park where people would go to hear live music. But in the end, it ended up in the mansion of an English aristocrat. Now, we'll start the bidding for this piece at £10,000. Do we have any offers for £10,000? This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to own...